Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Today, I want to talk about power. Here's the verse today, Ephesians 1, 19 through 20. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Wow. What a great thought that is. How do you display, how do we see, how do we understand God's enormous, immeasurable power? He created the universe. He created every star, every planet, every moon. He created comets and asteroids and meteors and the sun, and He created an absolutely perfect earth for us to live on. And then besides that, you know, we've got fish in the sea and birds in the air and creatures on the land and, of course, humans as well. We see God's power all around us, but we can't find out, we can't see just how immeasurable God's power is. There's no word for His power. Any descriptive term would fall way short of defining it. Can we understand our Father's incredible power in raising Jesus from the dead? How does one raise a dead body to life? What immense power does it take to restart cellular function, restore breathing, awaken the mind, and quicken a dead man's heart? Then at the resurrection, what is the incredible power raising every soul? Now listen, raising every soul from all ages back to Adam. You see, everybody is going to be resurrected, all the people from all time, all the way back to Adam, and then changing all dead bodies into living spirit beings. I don't get it. I don't understand this kind of power. I just know that God has it, and within that power I live, and I am so very grateful for the gospel, for it is God's power to salvation. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Well, thanks for listening today. This has been a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ. You're always invited to attend our services. We begin services on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. And then again, we meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for Bible study. Thank you so much. Have a great and blessed day.